This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Long before he was a doctor making weekly press briefings about a strange new virus called COVID-19, Anthony Fauci was a kid just like any other. He rode his bike, he played sports with his friends, and he asked a lot of questions. The childhood of the boy who would grow up to become known as Dr. Fauci is the subject of a new book for children. The book traces how young Anthony learned to be a curious and patient problem solver, and how he used those skills in his life as a doctor and later as a sleuth of infectious diseases like AIDS, Ebola, and COVID-19. Children's book author Kate Mesner is with me. The book is called Dr. Fauci, How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here with you.
Tell me how you chose Dr. Fauci as a subject for a book.
Well, to be honest with you, I was working on a completely different book in spring of 2020 called The Next Scientist, all about what the childhoods were like for people who grew up to make contributions in science and public health. So as part of the research for that book, I had sent emails to a number of living scientists asking about their upbringing, and Dr. Fauci was among those. And what he wrote to me was, I was not thinking very much about science as a young boy. I mostly played a lot of sports, stickball, and other fun games in the streets of Brooklyn where my family lived. I was a pretty good athlete and loved baseball and basketball. My interest in science and health came about when I was delivering prescriptions for my father's pharmacy. I would deliver medicines to people on my Schwinn bike. And in doing so, I became aware of illness, the need for medications, and the fact that people needed such medical help. And those impressions stuck with me. And then he went on to talk about, you know, playing basketball, being the captain of the basketball team in high school, and eventually finding his way to medicine. But that story of a young Tony Fauci, you know, playing stickball in the streets of Brooklyn and riding around the neighborhood at 9 or 10 years old on his Schwinn bicycle delivering prescriptions. As a children's book author, I could immediately see the illustrations that might go with that story. And I realized, because I do a lot of Zoom visits with classrooms and libraries and talk with a lot of kids, that they were very curious about this man that they saw on the news every single night in the early days of the pandemic. You know, he'd be, you know, offering, you know, facts and comfort at a time when those things were hard to find. And so that was what made me think that there could be a separate book just about Dr. Fauci's life, mostly for the purpose of inspiring kids who might want to be our scientists and problem solvers of tomorrow.
Could you give us a little sample? Could you read a bit for us from the book?
Sure. Let me read you the first pages here. Anthony Fauci was always asking questions, wondering about the world, from the tropical fish in his bedroom aquarium to the vast oceans of sea life, the blazing stars and spinning planets in the pictures of his encyclopedias. How did it all work? With a wide-open mind, Anthony searched for answers. His family encouraged that curiosity. When the nuns at his school said you had to go to Mass each week in order to get into heaven, Anthony wondered about his grandfather, an Italian immigrant who spent his Sundays over steaming pots of pasta and bubbling red sauce. Anthony asked his grandfather why he didn't go to church. When I make you all the good food, that's my mass, his grandfather answered. So don't worry about me. I'm going to be fine. Anthony's dad ran a drugstore. While his mom and older sister served customers at the cash register, Anthony zipped around the neighborhood on his Schwinn bicycle, delivering prescriptions. Sometimes he'd get a nickel for a tip. Anytime Anthony struggled with homework, his father reminded him that every problem has a solution. Don't get discouraged. Don't run away because you don't understand the problem. Think about it carefully and try to work it out. Anthony learned to start with wondering, then gather evidence and keep an open mind. So those are the opening pages of the book. And it's interesting that last page, his advice from his dad, is something that a number of educators have emailed me about saying, can we get a poster of this? I copied that page and put it up on my classroom because it's such a model for problem solving of any kind. So it's been really great to see the way young readers have responded to this.
Yeah. The fact that the title includes him becoming America's doctor, I would assume that the title America's doctor sits okay with him. Would that be too presumptuous?
You know, we asked about that, to be honest with you. We brainstormed a whole lot of different titles. You know, that wasn't the original title for the book. One was, you know, a solution to every problem. When you're brainstorming titles for a kid's book, you end up with a list of about 50 titles, and we tossed around a lot of things. But this one was the one that resonated, particularly just because, you know, Dr. Fauci is what would capture people's attention. He's been in the news, since day one of this pandemic and before then as well, but even more so since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And, love him or not love him, he's on everybody's radar. So we wanted to make sure his name was in the title. You know, I think that phrase, America's doctor, does imply the sense of trust that many people have in Dr. Fauci. Somebody who would level with you and say, this is how things are right now. They might change. We might have to change our response based on the science. I think people found that very comforting. I think that's probably where that, you know, nickname came from.
Mm-hmm. I know he's a really hard worker. I've been talking with him for over 40 years since the AIDS crisis when I first met him when he was assigned as a scientist. You write about his life from childhood through the AIDS crisis into this pandemic. What do you hope that young readers take or learn from the story of his life?
You know, I think the biggest thing I hope young readers will take away from this book is that science is something that's accessible to everybody, right? They can do science too. They can serve in public health the way Dr. Fauci has. I think sometimes kids see this guy on the news, and you know, when you see Dr. Fauci on nightly news, he's got his suit on, he's standing at this podium next to the president looking very serious. And I don't think kids necessarily make the connection to understand that this is somebody who was once just a curious kid, just like they are, you know, playing baseball and you know, doing school sports and riding his bike around. And I think that can be really powerful to see how someone grew into a job like that of public service. So that's the biggest thing I hope they'll take away. But also another really important thing is the idea that science is a process. And Dr. Fauci is very open in talking about that and talking about how, you know, it's a fluid thing, right? As we learn more, as we gather more data, our recommendations change and our understanding of things are constantly changing. Science never stands still. And so when you're doing science, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to change your ideas based on new information. And it's a concept that not, you know, some adults aren't very comfortable with. But I think it's really important for kids who want to be scientists to understand that.
And Dr. Fauci wrote tips for future scientists for this book of yours. And one of them was about failure and not being afraid.
Yeah, for the book's back matter, we really thought it would be great if kids could hear directly from Dr. Fauci and hear his advice for future scientists. And so, you know, among those five tips, he, you know, talked about keeping an open mind and said, don't be afraid to fail. In science, you fail more often than you succeed. So don't get discouraged by something that doesn't work. Ultimately, that's what science is all about. It's step-by-step learning with a lot of missteps along the way. And then one of the other tips he gave was, remember that science is self-correcting. There may be something you think is one way, but if you really delve into it, you may reveal that it's another way. And so just, again, speaks to that idea of keeping an open mind and being open to new information, which is, so relevant right now when we're dealing with a virus that we're still trying to figure out.
We've been working for the last 18 months to explain COVID-19 to adults. Can you read us the part of the book where you describe this pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's always one of the challenges. And this is kind of one of my things as an author is I do tend to tackle topics that not everybody's excited to talk about with kids, right? Because kids recognize that there are things going on in the world around them that are not great, whether that's, the COVID-19 pandemic or opioid addiction or 9/11. And I think when we refuse to talk with kids about those things and say, oh, that's too sad or that's too scary for kids, we're not really doing them a service. We're just kind of leaving them in the dark. So one of the challenges with a book like this is to explain something as universal and huge as the COVID-19 pandemic in a way that makes sense to kids and isn't too scary and relates to their experiences. So As the book talks about Dr. Fauci's career at the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, we discuss the infectious diseases that he's dealt with, from AIDS, HIV, to Ebola and SARS and West Nile. And then the book reads, "Every new disease was a mystery to wonder about, a problem to solve. Where had it come from? How did it spread? How could it be prevented until researchers found a cure or a vaccine?" One of Dr. Fauci's biggest challenges came when a new disease appeared at the end of 2019, COVID-19, caused by a coronavirus. Within weeks, the virus spread around the globe. Hospitals were overwhelmed. Doctors and nurses worked around the clock. Stores and gyms and theaters shut down. People had to work and learn from home. A virus too tiny to see had stopped the whole world in its tracks. Where had it come from? Why was it spreading so quickly? How could anyone stay safe? People wanted answers. And at first, Dr. Fauci simply didn't have them. More and more people got sick. But there had to be a solution. Don't get discouraged. Think about it carefully. Try to work it out. And from there, the book goes on to talk about, you know, Dr. Fauci's collaboration and the work of scientists around the world who listened to one another and gathered evidence, searching for solutions, how they shared ideas, they discovered new information, revised those ideas, and taught people simple ways to be safe while researchers worked on medicines and the vaccines that we have now.
Now, I know that this isn't your first biography of someone famous, and you've already told us that one of your ideas is to talk to other scientists. How much does it impact kids, do you think, to see that well-known people, scientists and so on, were once kids too?
Oh, I know that it's huge because I talk with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of kids every year in my when I visit schools and these days do Zoom visits into to schools and libraries. And when I get email from kids and letters from kids, they always talk about, you know, "I'm really glad you talked about what he was like as a kid," because, you know, kids sometimes see the people on the news as different from them. You know, "Oh, those are people who are richer than I am, or who have, you know, who are smarter than I am, or they know important people." And when you hear the stories, when kids hear those stories, they come to realize that, no, really, curiosity is at the heart of all of this. And that's something that, you know, kids have in abundance. So that's really their superpower. And I love for kids to recognize that.
But there must be a balance, I would imagine, in writing kids' books about public figures, in that you don't want to put them on too high a pedestal because we're all human at the end of the day, right?
Sure. And that's one of the reasons in this book about Dr. Fauci's life, we focus on, you know, not just the, yay, we got this vaccine, but that, you know, difficult time when people wanted answers and there were no answers. You know, the idea that that science is a process, you know, failure is such an essential part of the scientific process. You can read about any development in science, any breakthrough, any invention. And before that moment of success, you're going to read about, you know, dozens, often hundreds, sometimes thousands of failures along the way. It's so much about revising ideas and gathering more data that we really, I talked with my editor about this when we were, you know, working on the book and fine-tuning things. We really wanted that to be a centerpiece of this story.
This is Science Friday from WNYC Studios, talking to children's book author Kate Messner about her biography of Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's so interesting that you're writing about COVID-19, like you're describing it for an audience that hasn't yet arrived. How do you think today's kids are going to remember this pandemic?
Well, that was a really interesting element, an interesting challenge when I was working on the book, because I was really writing it for two audiences. I was writing it for kids who lived through it and had questions and are still living through it. You know, the students who are reading this book with their teachers in school this fall are kids who are pointing to the scene, you know, in that spread where I read about how hospitals were overwhelmed and stores and gyms and theaters shut down. People had to work and learn from home. On that page, there's a picture of this family all crowded into one room, all on their individual devices, trying to get their work done. You know, the mom's on the phone, the kid's on an iPad, two other kids are on laptops. They're all fighting for the same limited wireless, you know, bandwidth. You know, every kid who reads that is pointing to that page saying, hey, that's me. That's me. I'm part of this story. So in one sense, it's for that audience, for this audience of kids who are living through this part of history right now. But it also needed to be a book that would, explain this time period to kids who are born later on. So yeah, that was a really interesting balancing act. And then the other issue was writing history, of course, that is still in progress, right? We can't write a story about the end of this pandemic because we're not there yet. And so the development of vaccines and that moment where people were vaccinated and they were able to see friends and family that they hadn't spent time with in a long time was the moment we chose for the sort of ending of this story, even though the pandemic isn't over.
You know, my experience of interviewing kids is that they have a way of seeing simple truths that escape their parents or that escape adults. And in this case, I would be thinking, hey, we know what, it's right to wear masks. We know how to avoid this disease. What's all the fuss that you're all making about this? Did you find that also?
Yeah, I found that to be very much the case. When I talk to kids, when I zoom into a classroom, if the kids are in school, they all have their masks on, and we talk about that. I'll often start the Zoom visit with my mask on, too, even though I'm in my office by myself and saying, oh, I just wanted to match you for a minute, but I'm going to take this off because I'm all alone in my office. And kids are great about that. You know, one of the real values that kids have, I find almost universally, is that they're very good at taking care of one another, and they see that as a real responsibility and a joy, right? And they, we do this because we all want to be in school and we want everybody to be healthy, and it becomes this really great team effort. And I know not all the parents, not all the families are on board with that, but in my experience, the young people that I've talked to have been absolutely phenomenal. It's about taking care of one another. It's not about politics or anything other than taking care of one another, and gives me a lot of hope.
Well, hope is a good place to end our conversation, Kate. It's a wonderful book. I hope it has great success.
Thank you so much.
Kate Messner is the author of Dr. Fauci, How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor. And you can see an excerpt from the book with illustrations, some really good ones. It's up on our website, sciencefriday.com/drfauci.